Speaking to reporters today in Juba, Michael Ekola, Deputy Director General of the European Civil Protection and Humanitarian Aid Operations, says the government and parties to the peace deal need to redouble their efforts and remember the message of Pope Francis.
Without peace and security, this will be very difficult, and therefore I would like to use this opportunity to appeal to all that you should listen, please, to the words of His Holiness the Pope, who was here some weeks ago, and I think who made a vibrant appeal for the end of violence and for a peaceful future of the nation.
Kola arrived on Monday in Juba, where he met with various government officials, including First Vice President Riek Machar. He also led a delegation to the United States capital, Bentiu, to assess first-hand humanitarian needs in the area. Kola announced an €82 million donation to support food security and nutrition, protection of civilians and education of children, among other areas in South Sudan. The money is part of the European Union's latest €331 million donation, or about $350 million, to the Horn of Africa. Kola says it's time South Sudan's leaders think about restoring stability in the country. He says the EU and the international community want to hear good news from the country's leaders about making headway on implementing the peace deal.
I think South Sudan has too many problems to go back to war. If that was to happen, it would be, let's say, a gross violation of the interests of the average citizen. And therefore, I can only tell you that on the European side, but also with all our international partners, we will try to pull all our weight behind every initiative that makes peace prevail and therefore ensure a better security and better future for the people.
Kola called on the signatories to the agreement to take this opportunity to put the country on the right track.
This chance needs to be seized. If you want to use this chance, we stand by you, we help you financially, politically, even through providing security, as UNMISS is doing. If you don't want to do that, we cannot guarantee you that we would continue to stand by you.
European Union Ambassador to South Sudan Timo Okunen says it's unfortunate that while the parties started implementing the new roadmap, they are already missing key important deadlines. Okunen urged the parties to get over their disagreements shortly after President Salva Kiir fired Defense Minister Angelina Teny, who is from the SPLM-IO, and swapped control of the Defense and Interior Ministries.
It's been reassuring to hear from His Excellency the President that indeed the seriousness about, you know, the timelines of the transition, and that, you know, there would be not be further extensions. But this indeed requires renewed and redoubled efforts, you know, to bring forward all these different chapters of the peace agreement, security arrangements, of course, you know, to provide for security across the country, but also to, you know, to go forward with these essential processes of constitution making and preparing for the elections and the other chapters of the peace agreement.
The transitional period was scheduled to expire last month, but after the parties missed several deadlines to implement key chapters of the peace agreement, they agreed to extend the period by another 2 years. On Monday, while addressing lawmakers, executives and diplomats during the reopening of parliament, President Kiir said there would be no further extensions and said his administration is preparing for holding national elections that will usher in a new government. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Udu in Juba.